Everglows, and you can find it there. And like to say a big warm Phoenix FM welcome to the Novelty. Hello, the Novelty.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, not too bad, thank you. A little bit stressed out because there's five of you. You're all participating in the session. We haven't quite got enough mics, but we've done our best and we've jigged them about and we think we're going to be able to hear you all, which is always a bit of a bonus. That's the whole point of it all. And so this is acoustic session. You're going to do two songs for us. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. Now, what we'll do is we'll do the two songs just for the benefit of our listeners. We're going to do the two songs and we'll have a little break, 5 minutes, and then we're going to come back and have a chat. So which is the first of the songs that you decided to do for us today?
Our first song is acoustic cover of Drama Queen.
Take a minute to come around. Step down and take your problems with you. 'Cause we're on different pages now, I see. It's such a waste that I can't bear to leave. Your inconsistency, I can't begin to tell you what I think about it all. Don't take your time. Get up, get out of here. I see no future. You're such a drama queen. You always make a scene.
Like you're the only one. Like you're the only one.
And now you're telling me this is true. This is true. You're such a drama queen.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
Step out. I'm all for taking what is mine now. Make out. What are you saying? What are you saying to? Don't waste my time. Get up, get out of here. I see no future. Used you. You're such a drama queen.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
You always make a scene.
Like you're the only one. Like you're the only one.
And now you're telling me this is true. This is true. Such a drama queen.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
This is true. And now you're telling me that this is true. This is true. You're such a drama queen.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
And fantastic, yeah. I do this joke every week when I have a band in, but it's not nice to be outnumbered by the band, you know. I like to think I'm not the smallest audience you play. Well, I like to think I'm the smallest audience you play to. and bands always never say, no, you're not, actually, you're not. That was really nice. If I chose one word to describe, that was lovely. That was really, quite pleasant. I enjoyed that. That was really good. Okay, so we got a second song. Are you all right with the tuning, by the way?
Yeah.
Everybody tuned? Okay. Oh, wow. That was, super efficient. Brilliant. Okay. This is live radio, of course, and we're not too precious about it here. That's we're not Capital Radio, and we never will be. Then again, if we were, you probably wouldn't be here. Never mind. And that's not a slur on you, by the way. That's a slur on their music policies. Okay. So, right, second song. Which what have we got lined up?
The next song's Corona.
Okay, when you're ready.
I'm left in a state of mind. I'm trying to find a way back out of here. It's easy to think, but it's harder to see. And I can't believe I'm on my own again. And I can't stand up, cause it's impossible. To think I'll sustain must seem implausible. I wake up tomorrow, I try to forget. The things that you said are the words of regret. I can't see enough, falling further into dusk, waiting for the night sky to change away my mind. Time is tearing away through the night. I'm desperate to make this right. I still can't believe I'm on my own again. And I can't stand up, cause it's impossible. I think I'll refrain from being invisible. I'll wake up tomorrow, I know I'll reset. I can't see enough, falling further. Waiting for the night sky to change away my mind. I can't see enough, falling further into dust. Waiting for the night sky to change away my mind. I'm still alive, I'm barely breathing. I'm feeling cold, I'm scared to be here. Forget it all, I want my sorrows to be erased into tomorrow. I'm still alive, I'm barely breathing. I'm feeling cold, I'm scared to be here. Forget it all, I want my sorrows to be erased into tomorrow. Ooh. I can't see enough, falling further.
Cheers. Very nice. Corona.
Yep.
Corona. Very, very nice. Excellent. That was live music from The Novelty. We're going to come back to the band and have a chat with them straight after one or two more records. That's The Primitives. and track from their first album, first original album for 23 years, Spinnerama, which came out in October, and that was Petals, and before that, a new song from the Bahikas, and To Die For, and say a big hello again to the Novelty. Hello, the Novelty. Hello there. Hello. Right, now, firstly, I'm going to just going to apologise and say sorry to, I think it's Mark, isn't it, who's on the... Mark is sitting on the floor. The reason Mark is sitting on the floor is because I came in and someone has broken what do you call it? The thing that the mic sits on, I nearly called it a lever arch, but it's not. You know the thing I mean.
Mic
arm. Yeah, the mic, the arm. The technical term's going to come to me in a minute. So someone has broken the mic arm, which means that Mark cannot sit down on the chair and use the mic. So he's very ingeniously sat cross-legged on the floor, which means I can't quite see him. But I think if you go to the webcam, then we are pointing the webcam at him so that you can... There you go. We got him there. So... So hello to you, Mark, and to Joe and Jake and Ellie and Michael. And was that your first acoustic session, or have you done others?
Yeah, it's our first one. Wow, first ever radio show as well. Yeah,
it's always exciting to do someone's first acoustic session. That was good. I think that was nice songs, and I think we all managed to fit in quite nicely, and grabbed you all on video. Sounding good. So tell us a little bit about the band. How long have you been together? You're fairly new.
Was it just under a year, I think?
Yeah, about a year and 3 months.
Right, so yeah, it was still quite a fledgling band, if you like. Mm. Yeah, not too long. How did you all get together?
Me and Joe at the end. We've known each other since school, and we've always been playing music together. And one day we just decided, we used to record a lot of music in his room because he has a studio, home studio.
Yeah.
We thought one day we'd do something with these song ideas that weren't finished and form a band and do something with them, so... Yeah.
Good idea.
We just put loads of adverts out.
Where was the school? Were we going to give the school a plug or not? Which school was it?
Solomon High School.
In Rayleigh? No.
No, Barkingside.
Barkingside. No, why did I say Rayleigh? Kelly, I'm way
Mike
off
Kelly
with Rayleigh.
Mark from Rayleigh.
Oh, right.
Joe from...
So we got two from Rayleigh and two from
London.
Just say we're a band from Southend.
Well, this could be important because if half of you are from Rayleigh and half of you are from Barkingside, and I know that's not quite true because there's five of you, that means that you're practically a Brentwood band, and that's very important to us, you see. Because I would say Brentwood's about halfway between the two, I think. Yeah. This is a
home band.
This is how our minds think here on Phoenix. Okay. Two of you obviously went to school together and you wrote, and how did the others get drafted in?
Just all through auditions, really. Like me, I came first with Jake and Joe. I found that online advert and followed it up, and then we got Mark, I think, about a month later.
So it took 4 months to find Ellie.
And then we had such a struggle finding Ellie, but now she's our star member of the band. So
she must get the most comments out of any of us.
You want to know why, Michael?
Ellie's literally the superstar of the band. Like, excellent. She's had in the year we've been together, she's had like blog posts written about her. There's been a couple shows we've been to where there'll be like one of the guys come out for the audience and be like, "Oh yeah, you guys are good. You on the other," and like points to Ellie and go and be like, "Oh, they can have a photo with you, like have your autograph and stuff." It's like Ellie's literally the superstar of the band.
We're her disciples.
Yeah.
It's me, lead singer, like
me.
Yeah.
He's on the floor tonight, so.
Excellent. Okay, now, any of you in bands before?
I think we've all been in bands for a long time. We've all been, like, playing the Essex circuit in awful...
Oh, right.
Emo-ish bands and, like...
There's, like, this massive scene in Essex going on, you know?
We've seen one or two of the bands, which bands were you in? Throw a few names at us.
I was in a band called The Nostalgics. Please don't laugh.
Right, okay, yes. I think it's grammatically incorrect, but yeah, okay, that's good.
I was We Were Lions' old guitarist.
Oh, right, yeah.
Back in the day.
Don't laugh at the name, but it was Friend of the Enemy.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Which is a strange name.
It's just messing with people's heads, really, isn't it? That kind of thing, yeah.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Yeah. Such Strange Arts.
Oh, yeah, I remember Such Strange Arts. Yeah, so a bit of a super group of Essex bands coming together then, the novelty.
Yeah,
if you want to call it that.
Some people may.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, why did you choose the name, the novelty? particular reason?
Well, we can go into some really deep reasons, but I think the main reason is Joe came up with this really cool like logo. Like, we had the idea of having the name for the novelty, and Joe came up with this coolest logo, and we were like, oh, we got to have it now, that logo. So, so
the logo is a T and then an N like entwined in it.
Yeah.
I think the novelty kind of means, well, it can mean two things, but one of them, the more positive one, something to do with innovation and creativity.
Yeah, because it comes from like new.
I mean, we just sounds good.
We did. I think we sat down and we like had this really long reason why it could be called the novelty, but
we take more than two radio stations.
It's too deep. It's too deep to go into.
I like the idea of just designing a random logo and then seeing what words comes out and then calling your band after that name. There's a lot to be said for that. I don't think enough bands do that. Okay, let's move on to the music. Then we talked about yourself. Let's talk about the music. How would you describe yourself to someone who hadn't heard you or seen you play live?
Melodic alternative rock with a bit of funk in there. I don't know, something that, like,
a cross between Young Guns, Lower Than Atlantis and Don Broco.
Because they're some of the bands that you mention as being your influences. Now, I've heard your single, and obviously we heard you play live, which was different because we've got the acoustic side. But you don't see some of those bands, and you mentioned Foo Fighters as well, and they just seem a little bit, I don't know, maybe you're not quite as heavy as that, or you can be heavier than that.
All of us like different bands of all different styles. We put it together to make it sound, really.
The sort of bands we say we sound like are people like sort of Don Broco, you could say, but everyone has dramatic different music tastes. Like, Ellie and Mark are into like hardcore screaming sometimes, Jake's into some like older 60s stuff, like really classic stuff, Joe's into like house music, I'm into like weird alternative indie acoustic music.
Ben Howard.
I remember Ben Howard.
Like, in between all of them, like, let's say if you just mash up everyone's iPods, I suppose what the novelty would be is that.
Yeah, like, you call their bands and it would be the novelty.
Right. So it's like what we did with the locations at the beginning. We can do the same with the music.
In the middle of everyone's influences, yeah.
Excellent. Now, you have released one single. It's just one single you've released, is that right?
We released the single and an EP about a year ago, yeah.
Oh, right, because you had a new single recently, Vintage Years, was it?
Yeah,
that came out 31st December, I think it was. That's right. And always remember that. And you had a EP out before that?
June 2014, we had a debut EP with four songs in it.
And you're recording those? Where are you recording those?
At my house.
Yeah.
Joe, oh, really?
Yeah. Self, Joe, no, our internal producer.
Wow.
He produces our music.
So there's no recording studio going on. It's around your house. Wow. Impressive.
It's a recording studio for the drums.
Yeah.
In the end,
Mike's arm's broken from like a day of drumming. Yeah, we use it anyway.
We spent about a 10-hour day non-stop drumming, and I don't think I've ever been so exhausted in my life. And then they came out okay. I don't think we were coherent with all the mic setups and stuff. So
didn't you need the air conditioning on as well?
We recorded the whole song. It took us about an hour, and we realised the air conditioning was on next to the microphone. So we were like, "Oh, we've got to do that."
Same for the video as well. We recorded that all ourselves with some help from my dad's mate Gary Davis,
right?
Who does Gaza Films?
Okay.
Yeah.
Give him a plug.
Haven't had much help with all the stuff we've done. It's just been all in house, really.
Kind of a lone act.
Saving money.
So it was a case of listening to it, think, I can knock this up a bit better if I take it home and do it in my shed.
That's literally it.
A lot of people have said that. Okay. Now, is there any plans to release a full blown album and do a lot more writing?
We are doing a lot of writing at the minute. The stuff I think we've got going now is by far the best stuff we're doing. The first EP was sort of, we all were sort of writing when we first got together, and we hadn't really gelled as well, I'd say, but now we've all really got comfortable with each other, sort of know how we all songwrite and how we all collaborate with each other.
I mean, a lot of the song ideas that me and Joe wrote like ages ago is the song, some of the songs we used for the EP, but when now we're together as a band, we've been writing new ideas
more like together,
and they're a bit more current, a bit more up to date, so
it's evolving all the time, but you're spending a lot of time on it at the moment, would you say? And you've done a few gigs as well, haven't you? Done loads of gigs, yeah. I mean, any that you particularly enjoyed? Any that you've got good memories from?
Yeah, we played that too.
Has always been great.
Yeah, we played Barkingside Light. Was it Light Night?
Night Light.
Yeah. Okay. And, because what is Light Night or Night Night?
You aware of a town called Barkingside?
I'm aware of Barkingside. Yeah, yeah. I've been there before.
I don't think you like it though.
No, I've just said I'm aware of it.
It's like this town centre opening thing, and they basically put on an event and. Had a few acts on, and we were the headline band on it.
Oh, right.
It's quite a fair number, a couple of 100 people.
That was loads of fun. That was really fun.
Where was that then? In the high street?
It was just in the middle of the high street. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so not on the road, don't worry.
Safe to say the stage was too big for that.
Yeah, the stage was massive there. We got a really good video of that as well online.
Oh, interesting.
It's on our YouTube page.
We'll
check that out, give that a plug in the end. Yeah. How did you get to play at the, it was the Academy, was it?
O2 Academy Islington. Yeah.
Tell them.
We just got emailed. We got so many of our gigs that we've been really, really lucky to just have some really good attention from promoters and things who've just asked us to do like some really, really good shows that we haven't had to make any effort into trying to get. Like, we just get an email one day like saying, "Oh, we play here. Would you be interested in playing the O2 on this date?" And we'd all be like, "Oh, that's crazy! That's such a good venue. Just to be asked to play." So. Yeah, we've been really lucky in that sense.
Yeah, who did you play with?
Hermit was really good.
Oh, you played the Hermit as well, yeah?
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of the gigs we've put out the effort to try and contact places and try and get as many places as we can. But I think we're at the stage where we want to try and be a bit more tactical.
Mm. I think we're trying to focus as much as we can on writing, recording, and promoting the stuff we've got recorded as much as possible. Yeah. Because I think it averaged out last year, we were playing 2 or 3 gigs a week. So it was just like flat out gig as much as we can. Mm. Whereas we should are now spending more time writing and recording and getting this best stuff we possibly can, really.
So. It is one of those things where some bands say, well, it's good to just restrict what we're doing. So when we do our gigs, everyone turns up.
Yeah, exactly.
But then there are other people who say, no, it's good to gig all the time because you're keeping your craft in and you're keeping the momentum going as well. Mm. So that people know that you haven't just disappeared and, you know, they want to see you live, but they know you're not going to be playing for another 6 months. It puts people off. So it is a bit of a fine line. You've got to find where the balance.
Yeah, we're trying to find a balance.
I think that's where social media becomes very important. If you're these days, especially, I guess if you're recording, writing new songs, and you're not gigging, you want to maintain impetus and obviously update, say, people who follow your band and let them know what you're doing and that sort of thing. So
I don't think it's an easy answer. I think you just got to do a little bit of everything and just work hard and keep at it, really.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to find that balance,
Yeah. Okay. So, what else does the future hold for the band? What's the immediate plans? Trying to get in any festivals or?
Yeah, we're going to enter tomorrow. There's a Glastonbury potential. It's a massive shop. But you can enter into that, and it's like a competition.
Brownstock Festival.
Yeah,
we're going to get. We want to enter that as well.
We're going to try to anyway.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
They're BBC introducing as well.
Yeah, we're going to try and get him BBC introducing. We're trying to work on the next month or so, getting this new EP or a new set of songs written and recorded, and then seeing what we can do with that, possibly going to promoters and stuff, seeing if we can just get as much of it out there as we possibly can, and using that to try and get these bigger gigs. So
brilliant. Okay, so hopefully more gigs, more some festivals, and if not, then we're going to carry on playing gigs anyway. And
more music.
More music. Yeah, it's great.
Lots of stuff. Anyway.
Okay. Well, Mark, Joe, Jake, Ellie, and Michael, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it. It's good to hear you playing as well. First time on the radio. It's always good. To hear that. Hopefully, we'll review afterwards and we'll give you a report. So we'll let you know how that goes.
But it'll be written down.
But we got quite a few people listening online, and the chat room's quite busy, actually. I think a lot of these people are your mums, actually. In the chat room, we've got Grotch and Aya Cavoni and Queen Vic 2 and Sue Bart and Aqued, Belinda, Flowey, Katie, Laurie, Norm. We've got a whole load of people listening online as well, and I don't know their names, but I know their numbers, which is nice. And we've got, you know, Twitter and whatnot as well. So it's
thanks for listening.
I'll tell you what, I wish I could put on gigs and have this many people coming along. So yeah, well supported on the radio as well. You know, it'd be great if you can keep us up to date what you're doing. Let us know new songs are coming. Maybe we'll get you back in again, another session later in the year maybe, and you know, we'll definitely keep up to date. So thanks very much for coming in.
Who knows, maybe we'll buy Capital one day.
And if we want to buy Capital, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, hopefully we'll get you in later on this year. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheers.